Bro. Welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. This is your host, Big Cuz. Today we're going to be talking about none other than Phil Brooks. You know, better known as CM Punk. So, his return to AEW after almost a decade gone in pro wrestling was huge to start out with. He's a two-time AEW world champion with no defenses. Had to vacate it both times because he was injured or it was stripped from him. So, his tenure wasn't terrible, but it's marred by an incident with the Elite, and then another one with Jack Perry, and news came out this week of one with William Regal when Regal was in AEW, and Tony Khan finally found his balls and terminated CM Punk from AEW, terminated the contract, everything. So Punk is once again a free agent. And the thought process I have is, who's to blame this whole situation? Should Tony Khan have reined him in after the first incident with Omega and the Young Bucks? Probably. Could he have been reined in? Maybe. Is it the fans' fault? For a decade, we chanted CM Punk at any wrestling event possible. And we finally got what we wanted. He came back. And then it was like, oh no. It's like cheering for your hero, and then when he comes back, he's a drunk old man. And it's not what we wanted. He finally got to main event pay-per-views. He got world title wins. He's got his ice cream bars. He was the top merch seller. He was the headliner of a show. I mean, they created Collision just for CM Punk. And less than 3 months afterwards, he's terminated. So, I mean, are we a product of wanting something that we always wanted Punk back? That's what we wanted. We wanted CM Punk back because he got wrongfully screwed by Batista coming back. And then we finally came back. We're just like, oh, the nostalgia has worn off. It wasn't great. It wasn't like, you know, Stone Cold coming back at WrestleMania 2 years ago to have his match with Kevin Owens, and it was great. It was Punk come back, and it was immediate issues backstage. Immediate issues backstage. You can't take on the people who helped found All Elite Wrestling and expect to get come out of it unscathed. Now, you more and more stories come out of how he was a terrible person backstage. He was hard to deal with. The Elite canceled their sit-down with him before All In at Wembley. Samoa Joe had to be convinced to even do the match after the Jungle Boy incident. Sorry, Jack Perry incident. I mean, at what point, and then we now know Tony Khan found his cojones and released him. But at what point do we as fans sit and go, you know what, maybe Punk doesn't need to go back. Maybe Punk needs to take his time away from wrestling, focus on his mental health, get it fixed. And then, you know what, just enjoy retirement. There's younger, the generation now has passed him. Like I said, he's got two title reigns in AEW, and both of them were just like, oh, cool, he's the champion, and then he was gone. He was hurt. So, I mean, did we want him back? Absolutely. Did we want the crap that we got back? No, not particularly. So we unfortunately are paying the price for wanting someone back that in reality probably never needed to come back. Punk probably never needed to be a superstar in the ring again. He might have been great as a producer or announcer, but as a talent, I don't know. He had some good matches, don't get me wrong. His feud with MJF was golden. But those incidents backstage mar everything. Is Jungle Boy, you know, not guilty? No, he's just as guilty. And he's currently suspended indefinitely. But when you look at stuff like that, and who's the media going to attract more to? CM Punk, the one who came back after a decade gone? Or Jungle Boy, who was relatively unknown before AEW? Yeah, unfortunately, Punk's going to get the lion's share of the media. So, I mean, Punk coming back was great. But now that he's gone again, does he really need to return? I've seen people want him in WWE for Survivor Series in Chicago. Stop. Stop. AEW only went to Chicago so many times. It was a great show. But it was Punk's town. So, stop. We had our decade of chanting for Punk. He came back. It wasn't what we wanted. Stop chanting for Punk. Let him ride off into the sunset. Let him enjoy retirement. Let him enjoy the career he had. Just let him be. Let it be. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.